keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The CIA conducted a drone strike on a Venezuelan port, marking the first known U.S. attack on a target inside the country. The attack happened last week, but the details went unreported. The U.S. government believes the facility was being used to store drugs for shipping. Kansas will receive $221 million in federal funding under the new Rural Health Transformation Program. The federal government is distributing $50 million across the U.S. to improve rural health care. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid confirms he will return for the 2026 season, dismissing the retirement rumors. Next year will be his 28th season as the head coach and his 14th as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate this 2026 holiday season by launching your family and friends out of this world at Blastoff Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always 84 degrees and the thrills never end. Our biggest Black Friday sales are landing soon, perfect for gifts or to make a splash all winter long. Grab epic discounts on spring break passes, winter break tickets, and more. Visit blastoffbay.com before they're gone.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. And you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 50. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight. Bright sunshine tomorrow, high of 55. Mainly cloudy skies expected and dry Thursday and Friday, low 40s. Thursday, upper 40s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 21.
At Litton Insurance Agency in Beloit, they believe your insurance should fit your life, not the other way around. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, life, or more, their team listens first and then shops several well-known companies to find the best coverage at the best price for you. Stop by 121 North Mill Street or call 738-5128. That's 738-5128. Litton Insurance Agency. Let them help protect what matters to you most.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. The Kansas Jayhawks are in the midst of their longest break between games this season, and when they resume play on January 3rd, it will be to open Big 12 play against the UCF Knights on the road. Bill Self spoke recently about the difficulty of KU's conference schedule this year, which includes multiple meetings with multiple top five teams.
Define success. I think we'll get better. I think we'll have a good year. I think that we'll, we drew the number one and number three ranked team in the country. We drew them twice. So it's a hard schedule no matter what. So, and the other team that we play twice is K-State, and they handled us the last three times, I think, that we played over there. So it's a hard schedule.
According to KenPom, KU is the 13th most difficult strength of schedule in the country as of today, after playing the 16th most difficult non-conference schedule. Kansas was picked 6th in this year's preseason Big 12 media poll. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Back with Athletes in College on KDNS, KD Country 94.1, Glen Elder. And today we're talking with 2018 Smith Center graduate Camden Dietz, who is the Director of Player Personnel and Recruiting Coordinator at Bowling Green. Well, Camden, you've come a long way since the days of Smith Center and Roger Barta and Darren Sass. Went to school down at Old KU in Lawrence and got involved with recruiting and filming there, first with Les Miles and then with Lance Leipold. Just kind of talk about your start in college football.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, started my collegiate career there at University of Kansas. Knew I always wanted to get into football, get into recruiting personnel. And so found my way in as a student intern early on there with the Les Miles staff. Kind of found my way in, started enjoying my time there, and then had the transition to Coach Leipold. And was lucky enough to stay on there and finish out my my undergrad and start up my master's there at Kansas and continue working with the football staff there at Kansas.
Then you moved on to the MAC conference, which is includes Bowling Green, Toledo, Akron, Central Michigan, and some of those, Western Michigan, and became the Director of Player Personnel and Recruiting Coordinator. And Scott Leffler, who's with the Eagles, hired you. Just talk about your transition from the Jayhawks to the Bowling Green, and I forget their mascot.
Yep, the Bowling Green Falcons.
Yes, sir.
Yep, so, grew up Kansas kid, never really left the state too much, and then next thing I know, I'm loading up the car and driving up to Ohio, start up there at Bowling Green. But yeah, got into Bowling Green as assistant director of player personnel. I got to learn under a good recruiting staff there and a good coaching staff, and within the year, got promoted to the director of player personnel under Coach Leffler, and been doing that for the last 2 years now under Coach George.
So, Camden, I would assume you call Bowling Green a mid-major, even though it's Division One, it means everything in the world to you and your coaching staff. But what and how does a mid-major recruit a kid from Kansas?
Yeah, so that's kind of the benefit is Kansas, some people say, can be slept on a little bit as far as talent, and the quality of players there. So mid-major, it's harder to recruit nowadays with the big schools and all the money floating around. So we're looking for guys that are going to fit our mold, guys that we can develop and grow into good quality players for us. And that's the good thing about Kansas is you're going to find a bunch of hardworking kids who are going to do the right things, and you can build a program around and build your program up from there. And so we're looking everywhere and anywhere for good players that'll fit our mold, and Kansas definitely has plenty of guys that fit that characteristics.
When you found out the NCAA basically dumped all rules for paying players and NIL came along, and what were your exact thoughts for paying players in college?
Yeah, I mean, it's a necessary evil the way I look at it. College athletics is, brings in so much revenue, and, players generate revenue for the university. So no doubt in my mind, they deserve, to make money for what they're doing. But, right now it just doesn't seem like there's much regulation to it, to where it's kind of the wild, wild west and how teams are going about it, how they're paying guys, how much they're paying guys. So, I think we're on the right track. I think it's something that's, no matter what's going to be part of the future. I think we just got to find a way to, regulate it the right way and make it to where, it's beneficial for the players, but also something that, teams can still operate with and have some sort of structure to go by.
So, Camden, let's say you got a John Bowden that's 6'5", 240 pounds, runs a 4.540, tight end, defensive end from Beloit, Kansas, and I've filled out your recruiting questionnaire. What would be the first step in you taking a look at me on Huddle or film, and how would you go about recruiting me?
Yep, so that's the first thing, just finding a way to get on our radar. All sorts of kids across the country, but, we'll be looking for guys to pop up on the radar, get messages, coaches reaching out, however we may find names, and then we'll start, watching the tape and, identifying you, and then, tape's only the beginning of it. Once we see the tape, something catches our eye, we see something we like, then everything else on the background, academics is still the utmost importance, academics, character, how you are in the classroom, how you are in the locker room, how coaches talk about you, everything we look at is thrown into, the formula of what we're looking at and the kind of players we're trying to take.
Well, Camden Dietz, people don't understand this NIL and what you guys go through, especially as a mid-major. Everybody sees the Colorados and Nebraskas, Texas, Miamis that, you know, they're losing 15 to 18 players. But what they don't see is that you guys work so hard, probably harder recruiting than anybody, because you have to, I don't want to call them second fiddle kids because they mean a lot to you and they're just as good as anybody at the Division I higher levels. But how frustrating is it to go out and recruit a high school kid that plays 2 years at Bowling Green and then a year later he becomes a millionaire through Miami or Kansas?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate when you start developing, you know, you get into a certain point, you know, you're probably going to lose them. But, you know, the way it is now and the way the game is, you know, that's kind of our goal. You know, we figure we're doing something right if we're getting the right players in here who can, you know, develop for us in a couple of years and be productive players on the field and earn that opportunity. You know, if we're doing that, we figure we're doing something right. So as we know, it's just kind of part of college football now. So got to adjust and, you know, still try to find good players each year to put on the field.
People in rural Kansas don't understand what a Division I athlete is. They think little Johnny from Beloit, Kansas, or Glen Elder or Smith Center has got the size and the weight and the academics, but they truly don't understand what a Division I kid is. You're in the heart belt of Ohio, which has phenomenal recruiting. And then you also know Texas and Florida are second to none. But what do you tell people that, well, my boy's D1, you know, I take Mark Semino for an example. Back in the 90s, you know, everybody in Smith Center thought Mac Brown at Texas should just grab Mark Semino. But as he pointed out, he said, you know, kids in Texas are a dime a dozen that have the same marks that Mark Semino does. But what do you tell rural people when they tell you what is a Division I kid?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what people don't realize probably nowadays, and it's even getting more and more with the money involved, is, you know, it's a job. You know, kids are coming in, unfortunately, you know, you're being judged and looked at from day one, you know, and coaches and everybody, you know, they're putting players on the field that they're going to, you know, trust and the guys they want to, you know, help them keep their job is the bottom line of it. So, you know, there's all sorts of different criteria, you know, height, weight, everything. And, you know, what I tell people is, you know, Division I, I mean, it's a small, small percentage of high school athletes across the country who make Division I ball. But the reality is, you know, there's Division I, Division II, Division III, you know, NAIA there, you know, JUCO ball, to where there's all different levels. And so, you know, it's really hard, you know, to take the step straight into D1. And, you know, now with the transfer portal, it's, you know, multiple paths to get into your goals. So, you know, there's different levels of football. And if your goal and your dream is to play football, you know, and it may not be D1 right away, but, you know, find where you can get on the field, get your tape, you know, and do things the right way. And then, you know, you never know where the path may lead after that.
So if a kid from our area, North Central Kansas, has some interest in you and Bowling Green, how do they go about being recruited by Camden Dietz and the Bowling Green Falcons?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we have a link on our website even that you can go fill out your recruiting profile, but, you know, I'm all over social media, you know, Twitter or X now seems to be one of the main recruiting sources used by everybody. So, you know, can easily be accessed through there, or, you know, get my contact information and reach out and, you know, build a connection that way.
Well, Camden Dietz, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on KDNS and Athletes in College. Even nobody knows Athletes in College better than you, and with the NIL and everything, and what you do is amazing to us people that pay attention to college sports and 2018 graduate. We need to ask you about Roger Barta, his passing this summer, and what he meant to Redmond football. You grew up a Redmond, and just your comments on Coach Barta.
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolute legend. You know, I grew up, you know, as a young kid watching Smith Center football back in the streak days, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And so, you know, looking at those guys, looking at Coach Barta, you know, those guys were the heroes growing up, and then being able to suit up, you know, as a Redman and try to follow that tradition and, you know, bring a championship back to Smith Center as well. You know, that was always the goal. And, you know, what he did for Smith Center and set the tone for, you know, even football today.
Well, Camden Dietz, we appreciate it and are so proud of you. I know your mom and dad, Bob and Wanda up at Smith Center, are very, very proud, and nice to have someone from North Central Kansas who sets us straight with the NIL.
Gotcha, John. Appreciate you having me.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.